We are learning Mishnah Pesachim Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the bottom Nun Ches Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Tamid Koidem LePesach. Tamid Shel Bein Abayim is before the Korban Pesach, and Pesach is Koidem LeKeteres, and Keteres Kedemes LeNeres, and Pesach is before the Keteres, and Keteres is for the Neres. So basically, the Brayis is saying the order is it's first the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, then the Keteris, then the Neiris, and then the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara explains why. How do we know Karban Pesach? Usually, Tamid is the last Karban of the day. So how do you know Karban Pesach comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim? So Gemara darshins Yuucha Dava Shneim by Be'erev uBein Abayim. Karban Pesach says twice Lashon Erev. It says Be'erev and Bein Abayim. It says in the pasuk. One pasuk says that Tizbach has a Pesach Be'erev. Another pasuk says V'shochtu Oisay Bein Abayim. And Talmud only says Bein Abayim. Vodavos Leinem by Be'erev Ela Bein Abayim. Only says Bein Abayim. So this says Be'erev and Bein Abayim. So that's later than Bein Abayim alone. And that's how you know Karban Pesach comes later than the Talmud. Ela Bein Abayim Levad. Yehalki Keteris Veneiros Nami Nikdemu LePesach. L'chayra Keteris Veneiros should also be before the Paris the Kedem LePesach before Pesach. Yuchad Davos Leinem by Be'erev Bein Abayim. So I said before wrong. The Braisa, the order is Tamid and Pesach and then Keteris and Neiris. That's the order according to our Braisa. It's Tamid, Pesach, Keteris, then Neiris. That's the order. So the question is that the Pesach should be later than the Keteris because it says Boy Be'erev Bein Abayim and Keteris only says Bein Abayim. Nigdal Pesach, Yuchad Davos Leinem by Be'erev Bein Abayim, Vodavos Leinem by El Bein Abayim. It only says by the pasuk of Keteris and Neiris, the pasuk of this. So Halois Aroi Nes Neiris Ben Harabayim Yakdivenu Keteris Tom Bnei Hashem Darasechem. So only says Ben Harabayim there, and here by Pesach it says that Be'erev and Ben Harabayim. So Pesach should be later than Keteris. Zok to Gemara Shani Hashem the Miyat Rachmana Oisoy. There's a Miyat by the pasuk of Neiris. It says Oisoy the Taylum to the Brisa. Me'erevad Boike says in the pasuk regarding Neiris that it has to be lit from the evening till the next morning. And first of all, we dash in Tain Lo Midasov Shtei Delekas Me'erevad Boike. First of all, we have to put enough oil in there that it lights the entire night. Dava Acha, we're Moisiv Noa Drasha. Dava Acha, Ein Lucha Avoido Shekshere Me'erevad Boike El Zubavad. There's nothing that's mutter Me'erevad Boike from Erev until Boike. There'll be nothing else that's mutter to bring besides for this and there. El Zubavat, my timer. And how you know it's only this? My timer, Krah, Yarech, Oisoy, Aaron of Onov, Merivad Baker. Oisoy is a meat. Oisoy, Merivad Baker. Only this could be Merivad Baker. But ain't Dava Acha, Merivad Baker. Nothing else goes Merivad Baker. And so that's when you know that Keteris, and this is what we're talking about, Neiris, really. This is, you know, Neiris is after the Pesach. How you know Keteris? The Iskish Keteris and Neiris in the same pasuk as the Hekish Keteris to Neiris. It's Vahalis Aaron as Neiris Ben Abayim Yakdirana. So you see, there's a Hekish. This is a Hekish. So we know Keteris and Neiris are after the Pesach. So again, so the order is Tamid Shomer Ben Abayim, then Pesach. Hey, no Tamid Pesach. Pesach is later because it says Erev and Ben Abayim, and afterwards goes Keteris and Neiris. The Gemara asked that Keteris and Neiris also only have Ben Abayim. They don't have Erev and Ben Abayim. And that the Gemara answers a special miyat of Oisoy. It says Me'erev Ad Boiker, Oisoy Me'erev Ad Boiker, and nothing else Me'erev Ad Boiker. That's the Gemara's drasha. And the Gemara's bringing a brisa taka that holds, like the Gemara's kasha, that Pesach will be the last. V'tanya, we'll enter the brisa kikushin like the kasha. Tomid koidem leketiris, keteiris kedemes leneiris. Tomid comes before the keteiris, keteiris before the neiris, veneiris kedemes lePesach. And the Pesach. Neiris before the Pesach. Yeucha Dava Shnemai Be'erev Ben Abayim. The thing that's last, the one that says Be'erev and Ben Abayim. The Dava Shlenema by Ela Ben Abayim. There's something that only says Ben Abayim Avad. Vaksiv Oisoy. The Maisi says Oisoy. Yarach Oisoy Me'erev Abayka. It's Mashmah. That's the only thing going Me'erev Abayka. From the evening to next morning, the only thing you're having is the Neiris. So it says Oisoy. What do you do with the Pasuk Oisoy? Hi Oisoy and Boyle Lemute Avoida Shibifnim. That Oisoy is just saying that inside the Hechel, the only thing Me'erev HaBayka, the last thing Me'erev HaBayka is the Neiris. Coming to Lafuke Keteris actually. Umay Niu Keteris. Sak Daita Chemina Hoyle Vixiv Vahalois Aranus Neiris Ben Abayim Yakdirena. It sounds like maybe you first do the Neiris and then Yakdirena. Ema Nadlik Neiris Beresha. First be Madik the Neiris and then be Madik the Keteris. Miyat Rachmana Oisoi, that Dafka Neiris are the last thing. Ela Ben Abayim Yakdirena Lomali. So, what does it mean in the Pasuk of Ahalis Aranus Neiris Ben Abayim Yakdirena? If we're saying that first comes the Ketairis, what does that mean? Yakdirena, what are we doing now? Hachikama Rachmana Beidon Demlekas Neiris, when you're being Malik Neiris, Tehei Makatra Ketairis. At the same time, let the Ketairis be done already. So, it's around the same time, but the Ketairis is first. It should be done already. That's what Rashi learns. Now, teaching us that Kvartei Mekteris, that the Rashba learns a little different, that Allah is that you split up the Neiris between 5 and 2, it's altogether 7 Neiris, and the Kteris is in between. So that's what it's teaching us, that Yaktren, it's between the middle of the Neiris, you light, you do the Kteris, you burn the Kteris, and afterwards you finish with the Neiris. So Akaponim, we'll end up having two Brises, and then after you what? In between, yeah. That's what Rashba learns. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns the Vartis, that it was done already. So comes we have two brises, and the two brises are if Pesach is absolutely last, or it's the last from the Karbonis, but you still have Keteris and Neiris afterwards. The first brise held, it was Tamid, then the Pesach, then Keteris and Neiris afterwards. Well, if you this brise, it's Tamid first, then Keteris and Neiris in between, Keteris and the Neiris, Hadlokas and Neiris of the Menorah in between, and then last thing was Pesach. And Oysa is coming Lafuke to tell you that Neir is before Keteris. Tanur Rabbanu, Linton and Brise. Ein lecha dava shekoydim letamid shal shachar ela keteres blavad. There's nothing before the tamid shal shachar besides for keteres. Shenema ba ba boiker ba boiker. By keteres, the lashon is ba boiker ba boiker. And the yuktim keteres dava shal ba boiker the chsiv the hikta alav aron keteres samim ba boiker ba boiker. The Keteris is first, since it says that Aaron should be makta the Keteris by biker, the Dovash Leinema by Ella biker, and besides, Tamil only says biker, but by Tamil it says it's like Heves Echot Tase by biker, doesn't say two times a biker, and by Keteris is twice by biker. It teaches us that Keteris comes before the Tamil. Ve'in lecha Dovash Mis'akiv Acha Tamil Shemir Abayim, there's nothing that comes after Tamil Shemir Abayim, Ella Keteris Veneiris of Pesach, so far those three we knew already. And now a fourth thing, a chiddush, umachusik apurim be'erev of Pesach, shetoyvel shenis va'ichol as pischoy le'erev. There's another chiddush here. There's a fourth thing that has to be done after the Tamid Shemir Abayim. What is that? That is, if someone's umachusik apurim, that means some examples are mitzayra or zav. That's the two Rashi gives. There's other ones yoled. That's also by them. After the matara themselves, they go to the mikvah. They're tar, but they still can't eat kachim and come to the base of Mikdash because they didn't bring that carbon yet. Once they bring that carbon, then they can eat kachim and come to the base of Mikdash. So what happens if a person is a chusuk apari, can't eat the carbon Pesach? So Erev Pesach, this guy also realized if he got to bring a carbon for his chusuk apurim, and he can't eat the carbon Pesach. That's a big problem. And it's after the Talmud already. So what do you do? Remember, Talmud Erev Pesach was brought earlier. It's brought 7.5 hours. So he didn't know what to do. So Allah is, he had to bring the carbon of Mechusik Apurim by Mitzray Rozov after the Talmud. That's the halacha. And we'll see why in a second. But, and it says, because Allah is, that even though you were tayvel already once, after you bring your carbon from Mechusik Apurim, you have to be tayvel again. It's a new din to be terrible again. Like Rashi speaks out, because the oinin v'mechusik kapurim tzrichin tefila l'kaidish. You have to be terrible again. Like upon him, there's a fourth thing you could bring after Talmud Shavu Rabbayim. What is that? The carbon of mechusik kapurim that you could bring in order you should be able to eat your carbon Pesach. And you're terrible again, you eat the carbon Pesach. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Shavu Yechim Abreikoimer, even more, not only on Erev Pesach, Af mechusik apurim all year round, mashari mais hashana, shetoyvel va'oichel bekachim le'erev. He could be toyvel and eat the kachim in the evening. That's he also not only on all year round. And Rashi gives the example. Let's say he brought a shalmi nedava before the Talmud, and he's mechusik apurim, and if he doesn't eat it, he's not going to be able to eat his shlomim. And Rashi says the mitzvah to eat your carbon. So you see, it's a mitzvah. So he says, you're not going to eat your carbon. So therefore, you're allowed to bring Mechusik Purim to eat your carbon. Now, the Acharon Mutzah, what's exactly the case? What can you eat tomorrow? Or tomorrow? Bring the carbon tomorrow morning and eat it then. So it could be we're talking about the second day of the Shlomim. The Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night. We're talking about the second day of the Shlomim, and he can't eat it anymore. So therefore, he has to bring the carbon Now, so Rabbi Yochanan Berger is mechadish to you, not only for Karban Pesach could I bring a mechusa kapurim Rav Tamid, even for all year round mechusa kapurim, I could bring a karban in order to eat the shlamim. Now, why is that a chiddush? The chiddush is because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says that the last carbon of the day is Tomash Rebbeim. We had a drasha for Aleha Hashlamim, Aleha Hashlam Kol HaKabonis Kulam, which is Aseh. You have to finish all the Kabonis before the Tomash Rebbeim. So here, Mehecha Teisa, this is Doicha that. So that's Mechlaikas here. Tanakama says, only thing that is Doicha is carbon Pesach. And therefore, I could bring Mechusa Kapur in order to eat carbon Pesach. According to the Rav Shmuel, the halach is, you can, all year round, in order to eat kachim, I could bring a carbon after the Talmud, be over the Issa of Alel Hashem. And the Gemara is going to discuss that immediately. The Gemara of Bishlam and Tanakama, we understand. Yovai Asei the Pesach, Sheshvei Karis. Let the Asei of Pesach, if someone doesn't have a kayim, the mitzvah of Pesach, Chilas Pesach, is Chiv Karis. That's a strong Asei. So that Asei comes, with Yitcha Asei the Hashlam Hashem Karis. So we Doicha the Asei of Hashlama, which is no karas. And Tosis over here handles in the sugya of Be'idna, every asay, the chalais asay, or asay, the charasay, has to be that the two asays are corresponding, they're together, they're coming together. And Tosis, which is exactly what's the case, how they come together, we're not going to get into that now. But like upon him, the Tanakhama holds, Yahweh asay the pesach, which is a karas, the yidcha asay, the shlama, which is a karas, the strong asay. Why is the asay of Vachilas Kachim more important than the asay of Ashlama? Like, Mahicha Teisa. Why you doich it? Bishlama Pesach stands, Karas. But here, that's the din of eating all year round, you want to eat Kachim, so you bring it now, you over to bring some Apatam, Mahicha Teisa. That's the Kasha. There'll be two Terutzim. You're right. All year round, you cannot bring a regular carbon. We're talking about here bringing a chatas ha'oif. Chatas ha'oif is one of the kabbonis of blessed by Metzora. Only Metzora will bring an oif for the chatas. He still has to bring an asham, but he bring an oif for the chatas and a bird for oil. Now, the difference is the unique part of chatas ha'oif is nothing's grown on the Mizbeah. Only make a zrika. But the only way you take the bird and you spritz on the Mizbeah. That's all you do. You eat the rest. You're not makrovit. So here, you have a way of bringing a carbon that you won't have to be makrovit. So you weren't over it. I say the Ashlama. And that's the case. And that's what he's talking about. When he says you're allowed to bring a chusuk kapura, it means the chatos ha oif. That's what it means. Are you going to ask me, so then what's the Chama arguing that? What's the problem? There's no akrava here. So Tosfos Menachos answers that the Rabban hold is a gzeira. If you allow someone to process a carbon after Tomash Rebbeim, he'll come to be Akhtara also, he'll do Akhtaras also. And therefore, he held the Chamel is also. Dafka Rechon Shabreka held was Heta, his mutter, and not Geyser, Otto Akhtara. So that's one shot to answer the Kasha on Rechon Shabreka, Mehecha Tesa, that the Aseya of Achilles Kachim should be Doicha, the Aseya of Ashlam. That's terrorist number one. Teres number two is Rav Papa Amar, a filu tamer b'chatas behema. Even if we're talking about bringing a chatas behema mamish, and the question is how you over the iser of bringing something after the asay of bringing something after Tomash Ben Abayim. Rav Papa says you take not in back of it. What you do is you male umelino b'roish Hashem Mizbeach. What you do is you shech the chatas, you spritz the dam, you take the a murim, and you put it, the murim are the limbs that you bring on the mizbeach, you put it on the mizbeach, and you leave it there till tomorrow, and tomorrow you'll burn it. And the halacha is, ain lino b'reish mizbeach, so it's not possible. And if it's not possible, so then, you have a kapara, we'll see in the Gemara on the base, we'll handle, do you have a kapara, even though, could the economy eat it or not, we'll see. But you have a kapara, since you brought it up, you have a kapara, and that's how you do it. You're not being able to say that shalom either, you just bring it up. Again, they also, Rabbanon would argue and say, there are a few different options of what they argue. They argue there's no such thing as Mala Melina Vereishot, or they hold this Xero there also. We'll see on the base of Sad Xero, we'll speak it out then. But Papa's Teretz is that you do take even Mechaz Behema, you could bring it up on top of the Mizbeach, leave it there till tomorrow, and you will yoitza your carbon, and now they can eat kachim. So two eitzes, either Chatas Oif, or it's Behema Mala Melina Vereishot. So the Gemara, Vayika. What?
What kashim is he eating?
He eat the chatas. They eat the What? Oh, that's a Shalom Yadava. He had a Shalom Yadava. He had a Shalom Yadava. He brought a Shalom.
He brought Shalom Yadava in his tummy?
Yeah, he gave me a Shalom in his tummy. The child's eating it. He brought a Shalom in his tummy. And the question, he wanted to eat it, that was the question. Yeah. So now, the halacha is that a Matzaira brings usually three Kabbalahs. So Ayla, Achatas, and Asham. Now, if he could afford it, he brings three behemoths. So Ayla, Achatas, and Asham. If he's an Ani, he brings two birds and one Asham. Two birds and an Asham is always a behemoth. Always a behemoth. Asham is always a behemoth. So tomorrow the Kasha, okay, you answer the Teretz here. The case was the Chatas, or you answer Mala Malina Barosha. What happened to the Asham? Pray tomorrow, Ika Asham. What happened to the Asham? How are you bringing the Asham after Thomas Rabbayim? So this is my Papa. Hainu the Malala. The same thing. Asham you bring in, you put it on top of his back. Everything's gewaldic. El Rav Chista, which is the Chaz, what are you going to say? Amri, we'll have to answer. The case was that we're allowing Chusak Purim for fear of a small is a case to Karav Asham. You already have brought the Asham. You just didn't bring the Chatas yet. For the Gemara, Ve'ika Oilo. What about the Oilo? And Oilo is brought on his back. Even Oilo's Oif is brought on his back. Maybe you say the oil is not ma'akev is kapara. You don't bring the oil. But Tanya looked at a brayser of a small v'noishem v'noishemreika imer. The shame shechatosei v'ashon ma'akev. So just like chatos and ashon is ma'akev, kach ilosei ma'akvosei. The oil also is ma'akev his kapara. So what's going on here? The ashon, you can say you brought it. Why not the oil? V'chitei imer tami also v'shekarva ilosei. The oil was brought already. Is the oil brought for the chatos? But Tanya learned in the pasuk. Ve'ihikriv es asher lachatos rishoino. It says in the pasuk that you first bring the chatos. Ve'hevi yosam alakoyim. Ve'ihikriv es asher lachatos rishoino. This is a malakas roishoyim ul arbleyav. Those talking about v'shuas edus. The next pasuk says v'tzasheni yase oila kemishpat. So why do you say first thing Rishayna? If it says afterwards that you do the Oyla Shady, we know this is Rishayna. Vigor is Chaz Rishayna. Ma Tam Loim Im Lamish Take a Demis Loy Levis. Tell me it's first. Harei Kvar Nema Vesasheni Yaase Oyla Kemishpa. El why is there Rishayna? El Azeb Bonav Lechol Chatois Shuka Demis Lechol Oyla Zabas Imahem. V'Kaim Alon. We know it is teaching us that Filu Chatas Oif Kedemis Loyis Behema. Even Chatas Oif comes before Oyla's Behema. So the Gemara's question is that what's going on here by this Mechusik Purim of Metzora? We're saying you bring the Chatas Oif, you just make a Zrika and everything's good. What happened to the Asham? Oh, the Asham you brought already. What happened to the Oila? The Oila can't say you brought already. The Oila comes after the Chatas. Comes after the Chatas. So if it comes after the Chatas, how are you bringing the Oila? It's all the Kasha on Rav Chista who said that Tumah Chatas Oif, that you don't bring anything on his back. This is Rav Papa, you use Oila Malina, Imaila Malina. But according to Rav Chista, what's going on here? Amarava, Shani Oilas Mitzoira, the Rachmana Amar, the Pasuk says, Vehela Hakoyin Esa Oila Shehela Kvar. That there's a difference. By Mitzoira, the Pasuk says, Vehela Hakoyin Esa Oila, after it's Vechatas, and it could have said, Vesa Oila Yala. What's Vehela? Vehela's Mashva, even if you punct border first, it'll be a kapara. And therefore, it's a special halacha by Mitzayra that there, if you brought the oila first, it works. Like places in the bottom says in the Testament Aleph, Vedavka b'di'evet, the chsiv ahead of acha yishchas oila. B'chatchila, even by Mitzayra, you have to bring the chatas first. But if you brought the oila first, it works. And that was the case. The story was it, you brought the oila first. And since you brought the oila first, therefore you had your kapara, and if you bring the chatas ha'if now, and that's the case, and that's how we answer this case according to Rav Chista.